The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hello, I'm John Quincy with another hour of the History of TMA. Our listen back to the personalities and programming that's been heard on this radio station over the last several decades.
This is WTMA with FM Charleston, South Carolina.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
In previous chapters, we've tracked WTMA's history from its June 1939 sign-on as the city's second radio station through its various music formats and into its birth as Charleston's premier talk radio outlet in June of 1989. Right now, we're going to revisit a special hour that happened just over 2 years from WTMA's format switch to all talk, and exactly 52 years and 2 days after WTMA's 1939 debut. It featured two of the biggest air personalities to ever grace the AM 1250 frequency in Charleston. The date, June 17th, 1991. The time, 9:05 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, and welcome into our Monday get-together. Monday, the 17th day of June, and it's good to be back from V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Of course, you know I am lying. It is never good to get back from vacation. People keep saying that to make their fellow employees, I think, feel good because they weren't on vacation. Actually, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but we are back, and the thing is TMA talk on a Monday morning. Our lines are open as usual at 556-1250 or 1-800-235-1250. Hard to believe that 52 years ago, actually the anniversary was Saturday, June the 15th. And since Saturday was a Saturday, and I don't work on Saturdays that often, we decided to postpone the anniversary celebration, the birthday celebration, till today. And actually, we're going to extend it all week long, really. It is amazing in today's day and age with things changing. So, by the way, if you see me smacking every once in a while, I am chewing on a cough drop. Boy, it is amazing. You go on vacation and come back with a cold. That's terrible. But I have one. Bear with me, my friend. In today's day and age, with things changing so rapidly, marriages, people don't stay married for very long nowadays. If you find somebody who's been married longer than 5 years, congratulate them. WTMA has had the same call letters for the last 52 years. And that is very unusual for an AM radio station in a market the size of Charleston, because AM radio in the last 15 years or so has undergone some dramatic changes. And most of them have not been for the good at all. They've been for the bad, for the worst. FM radio 15 or 16 years ago made strong headway. And people decided if they were going to listen to music, they would rather have it in stereo with all of the great bass and the other tones and the woofers and the tweeters on their stereo systems at home. Even car radios changed. And instead of a single speaker, they put 2, 3, 4 quad speakers in, even surround sound. At any rate, over the years, WTMA has remained steadfast. Call letters have remained the same. And let me tell you an interesting story, and most of you I know are not aware of this because you're not privy to this information, but I'm going to pass it along to you anyhow. I don't know whether the boss will get upset about this or not, but when WTMA became talk radio 2 years ago, June the 1st of this year, 2 years ago, there was some discussion about changing the call letters of the station. And I don't know what any role I may have played. I was dead set against that. And I was hoping with fervor that we would keep those call letters because they are famous call letters for 52 years. And people have grown up with WTMA. And whether you're 30 years old or 40 or 50 or 60 or better. Over the years, if you've been in Charleston all those years, you will be familiar with these call letters. And depending upon the era you were in, I guess that would would determine what your musical tastes were. But I think probably in all the 52 years that TMA has been on the air, the what I call the heyday of this radio station, with the exception of today, which, by the way, we've got a brand new revitalized TMA, and it is once again the mighty TMA, and on the top of the pile in the top four or five stations in this market. By the way, there are 28 radio stations in the Charleston market today. 28 radio stations between AMs and FMs. All of them are not in the city of Charleston or North Charleston or Mount Pleasant. 24 of them are in this market. Four are outside the market. Altogether, when the surveys are taken, the Arbitrons and the others, they list 28 radio stations. WTMA, mighty proud to be enlisted in the top four or five now, just as it used to be many years ago. The heyday of this station, other than today, I think would have been the mid-60s through the mid-70s. It was an era of a lot of fun and frivolity. It was a carefree era. It was a time for turning the radio up loud, letting the top down on the convertible, and heading out to Folly Beach or Sullivan's Island or Isle of Palms. It was a time for heading out to the old Folly Beach Pier. And many did that over the years. It burned down quite a few years ago in a tragic loss. But WTMA in that time frame was, I guess, what you would refer to as King of the Hill. When it came to the ratings, whether you believed them or not, and trusted them or not, there was no doubt in anyone's mind that the top station in the market was TMA. And when I say the top station, in fact, the gentleman over here next to me now will be able to tell me a little more, I'm sure, but we're talking about survey ratings, folks, where this station in certain time periods would have commanded 50, 60, or 70 70, yeah, you heard me right, 70% of the audience. Now, sure, the audience has grown over the years. The population 15 or 16 years ago or more, 20 years ago, was not near what it is today in the Lowcountry. But you've also got to keep in mind, when we mention the TMA is once again in the top four or five in the market, they didn't have 28 radio stations coming into the market 20 years ago. More like seven or eight. Today, there are, like you say, three times that amount. So we're mighty proud to be back up there again. I know we've got our phone lines, and we're going to open them very shortly, but I would like to this morning spend the first few minutes and going down to our first break, talking and reminiscing a little bit with a guy I have known for many, many years. And I'm sure many of you out there will be familiar with him, especially if you've been around the Charleston area for the past, God, how long has it been, Bob? 25, 30 years?
About between 25 and 30.
Yeah.
Who can remember?
Boy, that voice is very familiar. I tell you what, before we get into an in-depth conversation, Madeline, there is a cart back there labeled the Boob. If you will pull that out and put it in there, I think many of you out there will... Now, this is... Let me explain before we get into this.
Yeah, after they hear this, we'll spend the rest of the hour apologizing for it. Yeah.
This is a what we call an air check.
That's right.
An air check or audition tape. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but I think back in those days, and they still do it today in many cases, the cassette machine that this was recorded on worked off the relay on the microphone.
On the microphone. When the microphone was on, the tape would run.
Right. So in other words, you don't hear any of the music. What's the word we use when we
telescope?
Telescoping, that's right. The music is not there. You won't hear the music, but only when the mic comes on, when he speaks, and you'll hear it start and start, start. And it's not the most professional in the world, but air checks were not designed for quality. They were designed for program directors to listen to and to critique whether you were doing good or bad, or he didn't like the way you did one thing or another. Here is an air check. When was this done, Bob?
I can't remember. I think we're looking at the very early 70s. I don't know whether I mentioned the year. I listened to so many tapes this week, I can't remember, but it should be early 70s, about 74, 75, I believe.
You were doing mornings, middays, afternoons?
No, I was doing, on this tape, afternoons. Starts right at 3 o'clock.
All right, so this is an air check of one afternoon back in the early 70s at Tiger Radio, WTMA. See if you remember this. Hit it, Nathan.
Wow, it's 3 o'clock with the Hollies.
WTMA. I didn't understand a word of that song except it's called Long Cool Lady in a Black Dress. 302. Woo! You're listening to the Poopy Dice Radio Party up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Announce something. Hey, here's Gloria Gaynor to sing. Never Can Say Goodbye. Must be an echo in here. I thought I just said. WTMA, that's Gloria Gaynor. Never Can Say Goodbye, girl. 3:05 on the Boogie Nights Radio Party. Here I've sat here just 5 minutes and waving my hands, talking like an Italian. I've knocked everything down. So if you pardon me, we're going to take a little break, make some money while we do it, and be back in just a moment.
Not if.
And a whole commercial is about eating. Eat, eat, eat. Doesn't anybody jog anymore? Hello there. Testing 1, 2, 3. It's 3:06. How are we going to do it, gang? WTMA, are you doing it, baby? Oh, you are. It's 3:09 on the Boobie Nash Radio Party. Boy, we got a wild show for you this afternoon. I want you to stay tuned. We'll get it off the ground somewhere between now and 7. It's 3:09. Register now for WTMA's Great Grocery Giveaway at AAA Rentals and Friedman's Jewelers.
That brings back a lot of memories for me, Bob. And I guess I kind of gave it away. I hadn't formally introduced you, but you heard the tape. My guest this morning to spend a few minutes reminiscing about the mighty TMA and the heyday is Boobie Nash. Bob, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Dan. I was just sitting here, and we've known each other for years, and I was looking at you. I hadn't seen you in a while, and I noticed the gray hair, the puffy eyes, the sagging jaw, the triple chin. You haven't changed a bit, you know?
Not a bit, ever.
You look the same.
Hey, if you want a little dig now, I remember the first time, as a guy that came up to me one time, he said, do you know that Boobie Nash? I said, yeah, I know, Bob. I'd sure like to meet him, he said. I said, well, hey, I think they're doing a thing down so-and-so, a remote type. You know, you did remotes in those days. Anyway, the guy came, I saw the guy a couple of weeks later, and I said, did you get a chance to meet Boobie Nash? And he said, yeah, you know, that guy doesn't look anything at all like he sounds on the radio. I said, what do you mean? He said, he's a short, sawed-off little thing. You know?
Yeah, everybody thought I was big. You know, something I've got to straighten out, just the other day, as a matter of fact, someone was talking about the old TMA days, and I happened to say that, well, I'm going to be on the talk show. And they said, well, we remember you when you did the patio. And a lot of people think I was the one who did the patio. I came in 1966, and that was just as the patio was ending. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan Moon was the one who did the patio.
That's right.
And I don't know why they think it was me, because I did everything. You know, they buried me. They put me up on flagpoles and everything. But I did not do the patio. And this is a great opportunity to straighten that out, because the guy who did the patio for those years was you.
That's right. Yeah. God, you're going way back here.
Yeah.
Long. You see, you got buried one time. Was it by any chance at a drive-in theater?
Yeah.
You know, I was telling that story one time. Maybe you, a little different version of it yourself here. Was it by any chance the old Port Drive-In Theater?
I believe it was one of them, because we buried another guy, too. And if I'm not mistaken, it was John Burwell, because they asked to bury me again. And I said, no.
Explain to the folks burying now. This was a Halloween-type deal they had out there?
Yeah, you just go under, and they got a little air conditioner underneath, a little fan, and the thing. The thing that I liked better than that was the water tank. John Trenton was managing the station at the time, and he came up with this idea that we should go down and broadcast 3 hours underwater. And the only guy that could get to do stuff like that was me. I was too dumb to realize he don't do. So at the Pine Haven Shopping Center, in a tank, underwater, for 3 hours, we broadcast.
Boy. I did the burial routine, too. Got the little coffin down there. That's like you say. Mine wasn't air conditioning. It had a little fan in it, though. Yeah. And they buried you down, I think you put about, 1.5, 2 feet of dirt over the top of you. Had a little glass vent up in the top, the periscope type thing, where people could walk and look down and see you down in the coffin. And we broadcast the show, had a microphone, little remote unit down there, and did the show from underground. Boy, what an experience. And I know the fans really had to enjoy that, you know. I was concerned that somebody would cut off the air supply feeding down there.
some listener who loved you dearly.
Oh, boy. I've got a good friend of mine on the phone, and I know a gentleman that you know very well, too, that I'm sure will have a few words to say to you. J. Douglas Donahue with the News and Courier.
Oh, my. Speaking of old.
Doug,
hey,
good.
Watch it, boy. Listen, I was supposed to be there with you guys.
You were. Where you at?
But I've got an all-day thing that I've gotten myself involved in, and it's more important than that. Let me put it that way.
Okay. I understand.
But I want to get one thing out in the open this morning because, as you have, I've known Bob for a long, long time. I want you to tell, or I want him to tell people, how he got the name Booby.
I'm glad you asked that. I was right on the verge of it because back in those days, and Doug, you'll remember this, and you probably cringed too, when this guy, Bob Nash, who started calling himself Uncle Booby Nash, came on the air, that was a word that you just didn't hear on the radio very often.
It was associated with sweaters.
Yes.
Well, when people used to ask me, how did you get the name Big Boob? The first thing I would do is start taking my buttons apart, you know, as if to show them something, and they'd go, oh, my. But I wish I had a clever story to tell you, but it happened in Albany, New York, and it was what people were calling one another. You know, you say, hey, Jack, or hey, Bubba, you know. And people in those days up in Albany, New York, were saying, hey, Booby this, hey, Booby that. They were calling one another that. And somewhere along the line, they just started calling me Boo. And then because I was short, they started calling me Big Boob. And then from there, it just got Booby, and it just stuck. You know, somebody called me one day and said, you're like a Big Boob. And I said, I like that. So we kept it. And that was back in 1960.
Well, it's taken all these years now, and Charleston radio audiences have wondered for, what, 20 years about that, and now it's all out in the open.
Oh, I'm sure they've been sweating through those years, just wondering how that, you know, where that came from.
And if you don't accomplish another thing this morning, Dan, you've accomplished that.
Oh, boy. We've got the true story out. Doug, while I got you on the line, and I got to take a break, but let me ask you something very quickly.
Sure.
We came on the air, WTMA did, in 1939, June 15th of 39. The original owners of the station were J.W. Orvin, Dr. Orvin?
Yeah.
And Scarborough. Was it YW?
YW Scarborough.
YW Scarborough.
Right.
Atlantic Coast Broadcasting, I think is what they called it.
It was named that for the Atlantic Coast Life Insurance Company.
Absolutely. Now, they came on the air in 39, but they kept it only for about a year.
And then sold it to the Post Courier.
Transferred ownership over to the Post Courier newspapers. Right. Now, the newspaper owned WTMA for, what, about 15 years, right?
Yeah, that's right. Sold it to Chuck Smith. I think Booby knew Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Chuck and I were, I was going to say we're close, but, you know, how close do you get to Chuck Smith?
Yeah.
But, there was a short period of time where he had given it over to Ted Turner, and I worked for Ted for about 6 months. That's long enough.
Before anybody ever heard of Ted Turner.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he had money, but no one heard of him.
Right.
He was keeping it to himself. Believe me, I worked for him. He kept it to himself.
Well, listen, it's great to talk to you guys. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure you got a big audience of people listening to you this morning.
Doug, thanks for the call.
Okay, Dan.
Thanks. Have a good day today. Appreciate it much. J. Douglas Donahue, the Director of Corporate Communications for the News and Courier, in the Evening Post. Long title, doesn't mean anything, though, does it?
No, he may go back to delivery again if he don't watch himself.
Bob, hang on just a minute. More memories. 52 years of memories on the mighty TMA coming up in a moment.
There's more of our June 17th, 1991 broadcast with Dan Moon and Booby Nash coming up next on the History of TMA.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Welcome back to the History of TMA as we continue with this 1991 hour of the Dan Moon Show with special guest Booby Nash.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
All the time.
all the time.
My goodness.
That brings some memories back about Bob.
Yes, it does.
How many times you reckon you spun that song, Build Me Up Buttercup?
Oh, I played it quite often. That was one of my favorites. I was telling you before we went on the air that on the way in here, that's the song that kept going over and over in my mind, and you had it on the top of your list there.
Must have been reading your mind this morning.
Yeah, well, it don't take much to read.
I picked up a copy. Bruce Roberts brought it in to me this morning of the South Carolina Broadcasters Association newsletter. And in the newsletter, on the back page, they're every month saying happy birthday to certain radio stations that have been on the air for years and years. There are about eight or nine listed this month in South Carolina, of course. WOMG in Columbia, YAK Yak Radio at Surfside Beach. WCSC Television is 38 years old this month, I might add. June the 19th. When's that? Day after tomorrow. And WTMA Radio listed right there, 52 years old.
You know, it's unusual because it dawned on me this morning also that 52 is the anniversary number for mm-hmm. TMA, and I'm 52 this year myself. So,
boy, I'm glad to hear you're a little older than I am.
Yes, you are. My God, I took better care of myself, I'll tell you that. You got to stop sleeping on those park benches, Dan. It's not doing you much good.
We were talking about the old radio station. Bob walked into the station. And talking about things not changing very much, he walked on back here to the old studios that have been here for years and years and years, and your first thought were, gee, it hadn't changed very much. It's the same carpeting and the same...
No, I think they did some changing there, but we're in the same portion of the building.
Yeah,
It's shaped the same. You know, when we were talking about coming on the show, you said, hey, come on and do your old shtick, you know, and introduce some records and do it like you used to do. And I called you this morning and I said, let's not do that. Right. I'm going to tell you why. Because I have a theory on life now. You can't relive. You can't relive. And I was watching, I was on vacation when you were on vacation. Uh-huh. I was up in the mountains last week, and I was watching a little television, and Matlock came on. And with Matlock, he had, what was the guy's name who played Barney Fife in the old days on the Andy Griffith show?
Don Knotts.
Knotts, right. Yeah. Well, in this Matlock episode, Don Knotts was on there, and you know, he's quite old now. And really feeble, and he was trying to do the old thing that Barney Fife did, and it looked bad. And I said to myself, wait, I got to tell Dan, you can't, you know, once it's done, it's done. You can't go back, and it's like an old man trying to do what he used to do best. And this is a new day for me. And even though I'm the same old guy, and I think the same old way, I'm not going to try to be something I'm not anymore, you know. I think that's a lesson in life.
By the way, we've kind of neglected the phone lines this morning. If you, some of you out there, I'm sure, will have a question.
I hope they're not
or
hard.
A memory or something. Or remember Uncle Boobie Nash, the Boob. If you'd like to talk to Bob this morning, our phone lines are open at 556-1250, 556-1250 if you're calling locally, or 1-800-235-1250. Now, I'll bet that's something you didn't have. Back 20 years ago, an 800 line.
No, we should have, because we had WTMA FM at the same. Simulcast. We had the same program on both. Right. And I remember Steve Russell out in Bamberg and people in Orangeburg. They used to call in. They used to listen all the time. So we got out there with FM. But you seem to be doing that on AM now. You just reach out.
Well, I'm going to tell you an amazing thing, Bob. You mentioned you being in the mountains this past week. I was down at St. Augustine Beach, Florida. Relaxing, enjoying myself on the beach.
That's because you couldn't afford to go to the mountains.
No, it was because a friend of mine's got a condominium. It didn't cost me anything. Enjoying myself. But I turned on the radio, and there's TMA coming in at St. Augustine Beach. And you may find that very amazing. But I imagine back in the days when you were here of the mighty TMA and Tiger Radio, didn't it pretty well go up and down the coast? I'm sure you got calls from up.
In fact, one time they were changing management here, and I decided to leave with the management that was leaving. And then we went down to Jacksonville, Florida, and I worked down there at a radio station for 3 weeks. And during that 3 weeks, every day before I'd go on the air, I'd listen to TMA down there in Jacksonville. Yeah. And I got so homesick that after 3 weeks, I quit that job and came back up here, and they took me back.
Got some folks on the line with us. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Dan. This is George. How you doing this morning?
George, we're fine.
How you doing, Booby?
Well, I'm doing fine, George, I guess.
I have a question for you.
All right.
What's your Booby Cup worth?
It all depends which year. We got about four Booby Cups, different ones, and I just gave one to the music director over at James Island High School, it surprises me how they cherish these things, but I have a whole set at home. I don't know how much they're worth.
I have three out of the four.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's, what do you do with them, George?
I just like the TMA Cup.
Yeah, that, we call them the booby cup, and that, of course, that raised, that was about as daring as we were in those days.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and say happy birthday to TMA and let you get on to another caller and find out what that cup was worth.
George, God bless you.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, George, for the call. The booby cup, before I get to the next, I mean, is that, George acts like that's a big collector cup. Is that anything like the current WTMA limited edition collector mugs that we have out now that people scramble for and actually fight over? By the way, I don't know what your booby cups are worth, but I have been offered as much as, get this, as much as $25.
Whoa.
For one of these limited edition mugs that we have out today.
I figured if I came on here and made a fool out of myself real good, you'd give me one.
I just might do that. Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Bob Gledhill. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
One thing, Bill. I don't know if you noticed. I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah.
Or Booby noticed it. When I used to travel a lot, and you and I have reminisced about the traveling, it's one thing that seemed constant was the radio stations. It didn't matter whether you're in Texas, in Ohio, in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. The country stations all sounded similar, and the rock stations all sounded similar.
Mm-hmm.
And the DJs, most of them, even though they had varying personalities, you always had a crazy one on the air and then one on the morning drive who seemed to get along with everybody or whatever the arrangement was, but they seemed real similar. And I don't mean it in a negative way at all. It was kind of neat, no matter where you traveled in the U.S., at least back in the late 60s through mid to late 70s, there was a consistency there.
Bob, I think, and I think Booby here will probably concur on this, back in that era you're talking about, the mid, late 60s and early 70s, I think there were a lot of copycats around.
Oh, yeah.
You would listen to WABC out of New York or what was the station? WLS in Chicago and several of the major stations. And they were very successful at what they did. And I think many of the local DJs in the local markets in Charleston and in several cities around the country would try to mimic
They heard. We'd go on vacation, and most of our vacation, our wives would go out of their minds because we'd be by the radio air-checking the stations in the town we were vacationing in, and whatever was working for them, we'd bring it back, and we'd copy it. We'd want to be the first station in town to do it as far as contests, new style jingles, the latest jokes, the latest promotions. Oh yeah, the whole business is one big copycat.
Yeah.
They're doing it today, same thing.
Well, it was a comforting factor for me. No matter where I was, I had one consistent, and that was the radio.
Bob,
and
how long
back then it was AM radio too.
How long have you lived in Charleston, Bob?
Since 77.
So, you would have gotten in, Bobby, when were you here?
I was here 10 years, from 76 to 86 on TMA.
Right.
And I've been in town.
You mean from 76 to, from 66
to? 66 to a little, about 76, and then I came left and came back. There was a lot of in and out, traveling around, a total of 20 years.
So, Bob, you remember listening to Uncle Boob several times.
Oh, yeah, and I remember when his comeback came with the reappearance, excuse me, Boobie.
Oh, no, I had more comebacks than the law allows, really.
Okay. But I remember the promo you did where you're getting out the back of an old, it looked like an old Bentley or... it was an older type car, and you were all dressed up like you're going to a premiere.
Yeah, that was another radio station. They really treated me good, and TMA had the same opportunity to bring me back, but they only had a pickup truck, so I went with the Bentley. You're right.
You should have stuck with the pickup, Booby.
I think so.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Dan,
Bob.
Dan, come on by and pick up your sandwiches.
I will do. You know what Bob is... Thanks very much for the call, Bob.
Take care, Dan.
You bet. What Bob is talking... He runs a business now up in the North area. What is... He's going to kill me. They have a ham up there. I want to say like Heavenly Ham or something like that. I'm not sure. And it's up here in Northwoods Mall. And he's been offering ham sandwiches to me for weeks. All I got to do is stop by, and I haven't had a chance to stop in and try one of these delicious ham sandwiches.
I couldn't even remember what the name of you. He has something for you, but I don't think it's a ham sandwich.
Oh, boy. It is 9:39 in the morning at the hottest talk in town, WTMA. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cheryl Woods. I just want to say, hearing Booby Nash on the radio brings back tons of memories.
Ooh.
And when I hear my 12-year-old now calling 95SX and listening to the radio, and now I hear Boobie Nash, it just kind of brings it all back to me. And I just want to say how good it is to hear him this morning.
I was going to say, it brings back good or brings back bad?
Oh, no, good memories. Good and memories of my father telling me to cut the radio down and to get off the telephone and quit calling the radio station. And
can't imagine a dad doing that.
Did you know, all sorts of good memories.
You know, speaking of that, you talked about ratings and dads saying turn off the radio and that. And let me tell you about the ratings. And Cheryl, I don't know what years you listened to, but I originally did the nighttime show here when I came. We did a night. And here was the rating that we got. We got 65% of the whole listening audience of Charleston. But here's the amazing part. 69% of that 65% was adult. Now, I can't answer that. All I can say is the adults weren't very mature in those days, because we had the original talk show. I was accused of having the original talk show because we only played about 4 records an hour. The rest of the time, we just clowned around.
I don't think adults have changed very much these days either, because I still enjoy listening to those kinds of stations.
Well,
I don't think adults are much more mature these days.
Well, we'll pray for you, Cheryl.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, boy. Got to take a break. Bob, hang on just a minute. When we come back, we've got another one of those great hits. In fact, let me tell you what I did before. When Bob walked in this morning, first thing we did, I said, Bob, here's a box of old records. How about look through these things and pick out 4 or 5 of them that strike your fancy that you will remember and we could spend this morning. And another one of those Boobie Nash hits. Coming right up in a minute. Hang on. Phone lines are open at 556-1250 or 1-800-235-1250. Back after this.
We'll return with Dan Moon and Boobie Nash from June of 1991 straight ahead.
Now, here's more of the history of TMA with John Quincy.
It was June 17th, 1991, just 2 days past WTMA's 52nd birthday. And former popular WTMA radio personality Boobie Nash was a guest on the show of then-current popular WTMA radio personality Dan Moon.
WTMA Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Hey, it has to be about 80 degrees out there at street level. I don't know what it's on the sidewalk. We'll have to find that out later. But do you remember this? The Tam singing.
What kind of food?
What kind of fool do you think I am? You think you can go on seeing him? Darling, after we had made our plans, you said I'd be your number one man.
What kind of fool
do you think I am? Do you think I am, baby?
Think I am?
Darling, you can't think that.
WTMA, Tiger Radio,
Mighty TMA. Oh, wow, that was great. You know, I did a lot of shows with the Tams. You know, they used to come to town all the time.
Yeah.
Remember, maybe you remember Art Seaside?
Sure.
Arthur Ruth owned
it. Sure.
Over there on the Isle of Palms.
Right.
And we'd go over there and the Tams would put on a show. And speaking of the Tams, I mentioned to you that you go up to Buffalo, New York, and they only remember the Tams for one hit in Buffalo, which was a national hit, and it's not one that's very popular here. It was Untie Me. But I remember Dick Clark's American Bandstand called here 1 year, and they asked me to be on Dick Clark's Bandstand, you know, by telephone. See, they didn't want my face. No one ever wants my face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on television.
I was going to ask you if you ever did any television.
No, they said I had a face for radio, so go for it. So we did it by telephone, and they asked me in preparation for it. They said, now Dick's going to ask you what your favorite oldie is. You tell him what your favorite oldie is, and he's going to play it. So you have to let us know what it is beforehand.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, the big oldie here, my favorite and the favorite of everybody in Charleston is the Tam singing I've Been Hurt. And they said, what? And I said, the Tams and I've Been Hurt. They said, okay, and they wrote it down. They called back about 2 days later in preparation for the show again. They said, pick another oldie. Dick Clark never heard of the Tams. Can you believe that?
Amazing.
They never heard of them.
And they were so big down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they were what was known as a regional group. We had a lot of regional groups.
Well, you remember another group that I kind of synonymous with them, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they were a big hit down here. Now, I think they were a hit nationally, but they were more of a regional hit than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether Dick Clark, I'm sure he heard of Maurice and the Zodiacs.
I don't know after that deal. And I'll tell you what, it just shocked me. I said, I must be in my own little world here, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the phones real quick. How about the 800 line, Madeline? I've been hanging on a good while. Hi, who's this?
This is Winston, Dan.
Hey, Winston.
Welcome back, Dan. Welcome home, Booby.
Thank you, sir.
Dan, thank God you're back, man. Old Liberal Davis hadn't changed except for 200-300 pounds in the last 20 years.
What he's talking about? Last week, Bob, you were on vacation, so you didn't know it. I had Mendel Davis, former... First District Congressman Mendel Davis, who sat in for me Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at least
Robert Ford was laughable, Dan. Let me tell something now. We had the Tams at our 25th wedding, 25th class reunion.
Yeah.
And two or three of those guys are in pretty bad shape, but you still, man, they still sound great. But y'all were talking about mugs, and I wanted Booby to know that right next to my Desert Storm and the other mug, I've got a mug with Booby's picture on it.
Whoa!
Do you remember that one, Booby?
And you haven't had breakfast since, have you?
No, I've got it up there in the thing with the rest of my collector's mugs.
Well, my goodness gracious. Some people will just collect anything.
Yeah. Well, it scares the roaches away, Booby.
How old are you?
46.
My goodness, and you listened when I was on TMA back
then? Yes, sir. Do you remember, I also bowl with you, too. You still bowling?
Well, I gave it up for the summer, but yeah, I call it bowling. It's been called many things,
well,
but
I gave up playing golf and started bowling. I don't lose near as many balls.
Yeah.
I bet. Y'all take care. Welcome
hey, Winston.
Home, Booby.
Bye.
Dan, where'd you get that cold, Dan?
I'm going to attribute that to a little night spot in St. Augustine, Florida. That was too well air-conditioned.
Well, I thought it was that cold, wet ground.
No. Get out of here, boy.
Thanks
for the call.
More with Moon and Nash from June of 1991 when we continue with the history of TMA. Next.
WTMA Talk Radio 1250.
Welcome back to the history of TMA as we continue with this 1991 hour of the Dan Moon Show. With special guest, Booby Nash.
Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio. Who's this?
Arch.
Hey, Arch.
How you doing, Dan?
Fine.
Hey, I wanted to mention a call that Booby made years ago when he was there in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving into the city on the interstate, listening to his program, and all of a sudden he cut in and said, "Okay, folks, it's raining in Charleston. Everybody get under Dolly Parton."
I remember that.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I have never forgotten that thing. Every time I see Dolly Parton, I think of it. Welcome back,
Louis. Okay. I don't know whether to apologize for that or not. Thank you. Yeah, I remember that. And in fact, shortly after that, I got a chance to meet Dolly Parton. And she's really a wonderful, really gracious lady. And big.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Go ahead and clear that line, Madeline, the woman with the green on. You actually came on the air and said...
Yeah, I said, it's raining outside, it's raining heavy, so let's everybody get under Dolly Parton. That's I don't know what made me say that. Those are one of those spare the moment.
Anybody with a name like Booby could get away with that.
Oh,
so sure you could.
They feel sorry for me.
Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dan and Boob. It's good to talk to y'all.
Thanks, sir.
I don't know if you remember or not, but back in, I don't know, I was 15 or 16 years old. It was 59 or 60. And if you didn't listen to TMA back then, you just weren't right. I mean, there's something wrong with your brain. But they played a song one night. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And they played the song like 60 times in a row. And I forgot what it was. It might have been one of the old Dale Shannon hits or something, but they played the song over and over and over again, and it got to be a real joke. I mean, it never happened but that one time, but it was hilarious, and I remember thinking about that. Right after that happened, the payola scandal came out. I don't know if you all remember that or not, but even the famous Dick Clark was involved in the payola for playing records for certain people and so forth.
Bob, do you remember an incident like that where the station would have played the same song
over? I wasn't here, but we were doing it everywhere. For many reasons, you would do that. First of all, to cause controversy. If the ratings were going down,
you would do something wild, usually accompanied with playing a record 60 times. The guy would lock himself in the control room and tell management he's going to keep playing that record till he gets a raise, you know, and people would start talking.
Yeah.
It was all kinds of gimmicks like that. I don't think playing it 60 times had anything to do with payola. But
I didn't mean to infer that.
Okay, but speaking of payola, before it was named payola, it seemed very innocent. All you were doing was business.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't being really paid to play a certain record, but they would enhance, take you out to dinner. Well, the payola in Charleston was, we take you out to dinner, we'll take you out to a few nightclubs, and we'll just treat you real good. And because we did, we'd show them special favors by playing the record a little more, putting it in a better rotation so that you would hear it more. But we never, it was an innocent thing. I think payola originally was an innocent thing.
Yeah.
Well, Boob, it's great to talk to you, particularly you spoke to my Rotary Club a couple years ago up in North Charleston, and I hope you continue to do as well now as you were then.
And I still got your golden ruler. Thank you,
you
very
it.
Much.
There right. you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Enjoyed
you.
It.
Have a good day today. Thanks. Stay out of trouble.
Things have really gone better up. You know, I did some speaking things while I was still in radio, and I got things like golden rulers and that. And
no, speaking
things
of...
Things haven't gotten better since then.
Guy brings up a point. He asks you, I hope things are going well for you. And I'm sure a lot of folks out there are wondering now, what is Uncle Boobie Nash doing nowadays?
Well, a lot of people say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing. Well, what happened is I was getting ready to retire out of radio. I wanted to do that, and I had a, what some people would call a religious experience, except that I don't care for religion. I stomp it out whenever I see it. Religion is a set of rules and regulations. But what really happened to me, Dan, and without going into much detail, but and not to sound religious to some people, but I had an experience with Jesus Christ. I had an experience with God. It really changed my life. I stayed in radio for 5 years after that. I didn't go bananas and say, well, now I'm gonna do this. God's called me. But God did call me. He interrupted me. It wasn't no religious organization that came into my life. I've always had a thing towards God, and so he interrupted my life and informed me of what he wanted me to do. And I said, well, I'll just go wait the time until you tell me to do it. And so what I'm doing now is pastoring a church. It's an independent church, but it's a Christian church. And we're not so independent. We belong to a large group worldwide. And I'm just pastoring a church trying to show people how they can have life-changing experiences with God. And in this world that we're in now, people need their life. You know, you have alcoholics. As you said, if you find somebody who's been married more than 5 years, congratulate them. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's not us. There is evil in the world, and you can have a life-changing experience. You can get back and start enjoying life again. We got teenagers killing themselves. We're playing music, Build Me Up, Buttercup, innocent songs, and we're always building up and keeping happy. You listen to the songs today, they're about death, they're about drugs. It's depressing, and we're letting our kids listen to it. That's why I like TMA. It's a talk radio. It's honest. I love Rush. I don't get a chance to listen to radio that much, but I'm very fortunate because every time I turn you guys on, Rush is on. It seems like he's on all the time.
Let me interrupt you a second. We got time, I think, for one more call. We got a minute left in the show. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jimmy, Dan. How y'all doing?
We're fine, Jimmy.
Just wanted to find out if y'all would go back as far as Jack Gale and the Hound Dog Club that most people used to listen to.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Jack Gale.
I was
Gale,
trying to think of his name this morning.
Jack Gale, and you're right, the Hound Dog. I was
Hound Dog and I were personal friends in Buffalo. He broadcast out of Buffalo. That's where his studios were. George Lorenz was his real name.
Well, you know, many of us in Charleston is kids in grammar school, I guess, that lay awake until 2 o'clock in the morning while he broadcast a lot of the songs back then. And that's in, I guess, the mid-50s.
Listen, thanks for the call. And the question brings up another name, Jack Gale. Listen, Bob, we're going to have to do this again sometime.
Yes,
this has been
a
lot of fun, and we have completely slap-dab run out of time.
I've enjoyed it.
It has been a pleasure. Can we plan on it some other time?
Yeah, let's do it during lunch.
Folks, I enjoyed it. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow.
The preceding program is property of this station. Rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written permission of this station is prohibited. Not to mention pretty stupid.
We hope you've enjoyed this June 1991 hour of WTMA's Dan Moon Show with guest Boobie Nash. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's broadcast legacy, check out this website, WTMAMemories.com. There you can download more rare audio broadcasts, plus check out past photos, stories, and more. That's WTMAMemories.com. And keep that dial locked on the radio station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.